Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah.
Whoops, my mic was on. Sponsored by Ravinia, Dean Richards. More on entertainment. I was listening to Dean yesterday on his own Dean Richards show. And that Dave Schwann guy that he's with. Schwanny. yeah, it's an entertaining show. I would listen to it. Dean's not there, is he?
You said you did listen to it.
I guess all of this for you kids listening, you're going, well, Steve's talking slowly and appears to be pausing a lot. There's a pause so Dean could jump in. So
Super Joe is here.
Hello.
There, we fixed it.
Yay! Hello. It's Dean.
Hello.
I figured out what the problem was. You want to know what the problem was?
What?
There's two possible places that remote folks like yourself could come up from other locations.
Yes.
I had paper over your button, and I thought your button was already working.
Oh, see.
I think it's amazing you handle all those buttons.
Thank God I'm not a pilot.
You should be working in NASA.
Yeah, I really should.
I also think it's amazing, G.
Yeah.
For probably different reasons, though.
Super Joe has a very small window of cursing. Like, he comes in here, he fixes something, and he walks out, and the door closes, and he's only got, like, 12 feet before he's visually accessible to me again, where he's got to pretend he's not, pissed off.
He's very polite.
Yeah.
Why would he be pissed off?
That's true. I'm delightfully dingy. Listen,
did you have fun on Friday here at the
very good time
at the WGN TV station?
But you know what we're talking about is we got to shut that thing down at 9 o'clock because we were the people at the party who wouldn't go home.
Yeah,
all you guys left.
Yeah,
everybody was done. TV shut down at 9. Went back and did their little TV thing in the studio that they do, and we're out in the parking lot where angry union crew are unplugging things.
Yeah.
Trying to clean up, and then here we are, the people that overstayed.
Woo!
I don't know why we don't continue until 10 o'clock.
I don't know either. It's not like that 9 o'clock show's winning any journalistic awards. Come on.
We make the kids get up so early, and then, yeah.
It would make sense.
We're done at 9.
Show's on until 10, which seems like we would just continue until 10.
Right. Something you had to hurry back inside.
It's because Jack Sparrow had another engagement.
Who is that dude, by the way?
He shows up at everything.
He looks just like Johnny
Depp.
Some
guy who dresses up like Jack Sparrow.
Slightly creepy.
He does look like
and the voice is good, too. And much like a pirate, I don't think he's showered in a while.
No. So. He shows up at everything.
The impression is great.
He's got
dead on.
Absolutely.
Is it an impression?
That's what I
think. I mean, Johnny Depp's movie career isn't what it used to be. Maybe it's Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Yeah. He walks like him.
I always got along with him. Maybe he came by to say hello.
Does he talk? Possible.
He did talk, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it just seemed every time we were on air, that's when he would come over and crouch over and then stare at everybody.
You know, funny, mostly the women like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mostly the girls. Took it like you, took it like a Barry, took it like at whoever.
He was creeping me out. But then I wanted a picture of him, and I couldn't find him. I'm like, really?
Mary's torn.
These are the mixed signals, Dean, that make men crazy.
You cannot get pictures with people and also have restraining orders at the same time.
Exactly.
Oh, it's very confusing.
It sends mixed signals.
Hey, Dean, it's State Fair Week.
You're telling me?
Yeah.
Boy, could I go for a deep-fried pickle right now.
Funny you mention that. I have done some research, and I'm looking around the country for the worst crap they're serving
the
at State Fair.
State Fair food?
Fried butter in Iowa. Fried butter. On a stick, they dip it in cinnamon batter.
I guess.
Fried pig ears in Minnesota.
What?
You heard me. the guy named Charlie Torgerson, he owns 5 Famous Dave barbecues.
Mm-hmm.
He got famous for his chocolate-covered bacon. He was one of the first to do that.
That sounds good.
He followed it up with peach glaze pig's cheeks, and now it's frying up pig ears to look like curly fries. I don't need that. You know why I don't need that, Dean? There's other food.
You know what? The Purple Pig, right on Michigan Avenue, they do pig ears as an appetizer.
Doesn't make it right.
They slice it up, and it's really crispy, and then it's like a chicharrón. It's pretty tasty.
Is it like those snacks that you can buy in the potato chip aisle?
A little bit like that, but a little bit fancier.
Is that chicharrón? Is that what that is?
Crispier.
Couldn't I just order some Funyuns and call it a day?
Some Bugles.
We can walk over there after the show.
Bugles are fun because you can put them on your fingers.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
And then you dip them in the Lipton onion dip mix.
Here's one I didn't know existed. A fried ice cream cheeseburger.
Fried ice cream cheeseburger.
Starts with a regular bread. This is a Florida State Fair. Starts with a regular burger, but nestled under the toasted bun, perched atop a pickle, lettuce, tomato, bacon, and cheese, is a slab of ice cream coated in cinnamon and cornflakes that's taken a dip in a deep fryer.
Too much.
Wow, cornflakes.
That's
too much. I'm fine with all of that as three separate entrees. I don't know if I want them all together.
Did you know that you can fry Kool-Aid?
Did not know that.
Wow.
California State Fair. The Kool-Aid balls are kind of like donut holes.
What'd you call me?
I called you Kool-Aid balls. That was your name when you played in the NBA, wasn't it? Kool-Aid balls? And here in Illinois, fried alligator on a stick.
Oh.
It's a favorite at the Illinois State Fair. Deep fried and skewered teriyaki style. So if you're wondering what happened to
Chance the Snapper.
No,
Chance
the Snapper. Safe.
He's on a stick at the fair.
No, he's not. He's at a reserve in Florida somewhere.
Yeah.
You have alligator at the state fair. You're eating Chance.
Right. And my little dog Cleo is happily running on a farm somewhere.
Coming up, as Dean got some more on entertainment news for you. Turns out Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth are both available.
Who could have seen this coming?
I'm devastated,
Dean. It's all
I
can keep thinking.
Ladies and men and others.
She's a pansexual. I was explaining to Steve what pansexual meant
now, as I understand
during
it, Dean,
the commercial break.
It means you dress as Peter Pan and go to clubs. Is that it?
I thought it had something to do with being nonstick.
Oh, that's a pansexual.
Oh.
That's completely different.
Sorry.
Yeah, but you know what? It could come in handy. BTS take a little break. The Hunt won't be released. That's a movie that was going to come out. John Legend doing another good thing. John Legend seems like just a good guy.
He's a good guy.
And so's Gaga. Gaga doing some good stuff as well. So we'll get to all of that coming up. How was your weekend?
It was very nice.
As I mentioned, I heard you and Schwanee yesterday.
We the TV station has a float in the Bud Billiken parade. Back to school parade, so
just another 7-day week for you.
I guess it was a little busy, but it's fun when you're having fun. Are you counting days, Ryan?
Yes, absolutely.
We are.
I'm having so much fun. This is day six. I'm gonna have
let
more
me
fun.
Put it this way. Bozo was on the float.
I
hung out
sure,
all day Saturday on the float with Bozo. So.
You and your old big shoe fetish.
So that's that was a lot of fun, and it never ceases to amaze me how crazy people still go for Bozo. I mean, he's a beloved character and everything, but the show hasn't been on the air in almost 20 years. And
well, not regularly. It's in your head every 4 hours.
Well,
but Dean, they could be going crazy over you and not Bozo because you're standing next.
No, they're not. No, pretty sure it's the clown. But people they go wild when they see Bozo and even little kids. I mean, adults, I get it. You grew up with the Bozo show.
You're going, little kids who never saw Bozo.
Little kids are like, Bozo! And, they're like clamoring around Bozo, and he's shaking hands with everybody and dancing. Bozo jumped off the float a couple of times and was dancing with people in the street.
Does Bozo do like a Matrix thing where he jumps off in slow motion and flies sideways?
He does. By the time his shoes land on the floor, it is slow motion.
You know, G is trying to learn the various quirks and idiosyncratic behaviors of everybody affiliated with this show.
Yeah.
She probably didn't know that you have a clown thing. Dean loves the clowns.
Oh, I think I did know that. I knew that.
You know that song, Sendin' the Clowns?
Mm-hmm.
It's Dean's ringtone.
That was written for me.
Well, I see, I'm the direct opposite. So.
Oh, you're afraid of clowns?
A little, yeah. So.
You've never been around Bozo.
You know what you need? Bozo's clown immersion therapy.
No, I don't.
Bozo was a very nice clown.
Not pleasant.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
There are some people along the route that are terrified of clowns and literally go screaming, running.
No, I won't scream, but I don't need to have an extended conversation with a clown.
No, we're on the float going down the street, and somebody on the sideline
yells
behind a metal fence. They see Bozo, or they see the clown, any clown, I suppose. Mm-hmm. They see it, they scream at the top of their lungs and go running away. And Bozo leans over and goes, "Thanks, Stephen King."
Well, it is kind of his fault, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
that's Bozo, Bozo's a nice clown.
In Texas, they have fried picnic on a stick.
What's that?
Fried chicken topped by tater tots, topped by pickles, all on a skewer.
Now that I would like.
Man,
with a little hot sauce poured over it, that'd be good.
What if it was served by a clown?
No. Definitely not.
Hey, I've got a tater stick for you.
Oh, God. Wow, I didn't know that happened. That was good. We'll be back in a moment. First at 8:21 and then more on entertainment.
You'll be calling his name. Dean Richard. Entertainment editor, Channel 9720.
Dean, you're outside a lot. You go outside. I was at a wedding Saturday night. I got attacked by these no-see-em little flying buggy black things.
Ooh, that's gross.
A lot of them. And they like me best because I was, you know, it was warm. And probably, I may have been sweating just a little.
Yeah, I'm sure you look delicious.
Yeah. I just heard one of them go, "Old Country Buffet. Come on, fellas." So, anyway, nice wedding.
That's nice.
Lovely people that got married. Nothing, though, coming on the wedding. It's all about me and my head.
Yeah. I was at a lovely outdoor wedding once that was taking place at the Shedd Aquarium.
Okay.
Which is very nice. And we're, you know, before the reception, we're standing outside on the beautiful lakefront having cocktails. It's a beautiful
That's an incredible view.
Evening. Mm-hmm. It's a amazing view. It's wonderful until a seagull flies above
you.
And
somebody got pooped on.
I got pooped on.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, you know, they say that's good luck in certain countries.
That's what they always say when terrible things happen to you.
My daughter spent a semester abroad. I think I told you this last week. She was in Italy and they were at the Vatican. And she and several of her friends from college got pooped on by a special, I suppose they're pigeons. I don't know what flies around the Vatican. But they must have been holy pigeons. Because as soon as it happened, a bunch of nuns came out and cleaned the girls up.
Wow.
Didn't speak a word of English.
There's like a pigeon poop watch there.
Yeah. Who's on pigeon poop watch? You know, Gladys,
nuns,
you're up.
Nuns did not clean me up at this wedding.
All right, a couple of stories here. BTS taking a break.
BTS, the biggest boy band in the world. They've been on tour. They've actually been working nonstop since 2013 when they first started.
Well, they deserve it.
Been on tour. They've been recording. They were just at Soldier Field for sold-out shows. But they announced over the weekend that they are going to be taking an extended hiatus, a period of rest and relaxation, Steve.
They got to count their money, too.
They have to count their money, and they want a chance to live like ordinary 20-year-olds.
Well, I mean,
which means they'll be getting tattoos and side jobs at Starbucks.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
You know, they're created in this Korean factory, like, since they were
young.
Well,
it's the same formula as the guy in Florida that did the Backstreet Boys and all those guys, right?
But it's elevated because it's in Korea, so it's, like, extra crazy and strict, and they're not allowed to live where they want to live, and they have to be roommates, and they have to constantly practice for hours upon hours.
Same as all of us on this show, same thing.
This segment is rehearsed 75 times each day.
We all live together.
In a commune.
Yep.
Well, listen, whatever BTS needs.
Speaking of Backstreet Boys, they were at the United Center on Saturday night and killed it.
Can I just say we need to start calling them Backstreet Men? I mean, they're not Backstreet Boys anymore. They're in their 40s, for crying out loud.
They've been together for 26 years.
Yeah, they're the Backstreet Men.
They've been performing that long, so the Backstreet...
And they'll be together until they're old people, and then they'll be the Backstreet Elderly.
Yeah, probably. But they have not missed a beat.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Did anyone break a hip when they were doing the choreography?
Not one. No.
So, Dean, you were there. You watched the concert?
I watched the videotape of the concert.
Ah, okay. Wow.
Dean gets everywhere. What did John Legend do?
John Legend doing something very nice for the victims, the families, the people affected by the mass shootings that took place. He's from Ohio and grew up just about half an hour away from where the shooting took place in Dayton. And he put on a small concert there just for the victims' families, sang songs. He urged people to contact their lawmakers about doing something about what he said are preventable traumas. He said, we can fix this together. And so, you know, that was very nice. And Lady Gaga also over the weekend doing something nice for people who were affected by the shootings. She announced that her foundation will provide full, complete funding for 162 classrooms in Dayton, El Paso, and Gilroy, California, where the Garlic Festival shooting took
place. Well, that's great.
She said that, you know, what can you say about these things? And she wants to channel her frustration and her confusion about all of this into hope for the kids, to make it easy for the kids to go back to school. So, you know, funding will be there for them no matter what.
G and Vivian, I don't know if Mary is, certainly Steve, they're all devastated by the breakup of Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah, I am too.
Now, which Hemsworth is Liam?
Liam is, he was...
the big tall one.
He was in the Hunger Games.
Oh, okay.
He's not Thor. He's not Mighty Thor. That's his brother, Chris.
I do all of Thor's stunt work, as you know.
And ab work.
Yeah.
Steve is an ab double for
that's exactly
Chris Hemsworth. Miley and Liam got married last December after a very on and off relationship over the past about 7 years or so. I mean, they dated, they got engaged, they broke up, they dated, got engaged, broke up, and then this past December surprised everybody when they just went ahead and got married. But over the weekend, a spokesperson issued a statement saying that Liam and Miley have agreed to separate. Ever-evolving, changing as partners and individuals, they've decided this is what's best while they focus on themselves and their careers.
Yeah, because people in show business don't do that enough.
Focus on themselves.
Yeah.
They say that they have that they will remain dedicated parents to all of their animals.
And they're going
to
remain friends.
Yeah. I don't say that. Mm. But they say they'll be dedicated parents to all their animals. So, in the meantime, you know, Miley, this statement was, you know, the ink wasn't even dry on this statement. Miley Cyrus is seen vacationing with a social influencer by the name of Caitlin Carter, who just ended her marriage to Brody Jenner. They are pictured on a beach making out.
Making out for the sake of the cameras or making out, making out?
It looked like, I don't know, I guess it looked like making out to me.
And Lake Como.
Yeah, well, you know, it reminds me of that old song, if, you know, get your nookie where you got it. You know, thinking, let's do a little bit of that, Dean. One, two, three.
Get your nookie where you got it.
What is this?
Wow.
It's a song, get your nookie where you got it.
Two different melodies.
Oh, wow.
Hard to believe with all the rehearsal.
Yeah, I know.
So then this guy, Brody Jenner, who got dumped by Caitlin Carter, he goes on social media and puts a picture of him and Chris Hemsworth up saying, you're going to see us walking hand in hand on the beach soon.
That's funny.
Miley Cyrus sees that and replies, go take a nap in your truck and cool off. Hashtag hot girl summer.
Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah, this hashtag hot girl summer has been everywhere this summer.
Miley, incredibly talented. She's nuts.
She's a little bizarre, that one.
She's fluid.
She's got her own personality, that's for sure.
She's Hannah Montana. She'll always be Hannah Montana to me.
So, I mean, I'm not surprised about this breakup. Why are you guys surprised?
How could you be normal if you grew up as Miley Cyrus?
Listen, I'm not saying I'm surprised, but I'm just sad because I like them both, and I thought Liam was good for Miley because Liam is that kind of stoic,
stable,
Australian.
A little more stable.
Yes, right, grounded, yeah. Right, Dean?
Right.
Don't you think?
Well, doesn't this open an opportunity for you?
With Liam?
Yeah, because he calls all the time.
Hardly. Yeah.
They're not interested?
20, no. He's not interested in me, Steve.
No, you're not interested. Is he not your type?
Got to put yourself out there.
No. But you know what? He was, it did say that he's heartbroken. He said, you don't understand what it's like. He told Daily Mail Australia.
Vivian just said in my head that she's more than willing to dump her boyfriend in California if Liam calls her.
I know. I mean,
that's sweet.
I mean, and he's part of
that's
a,
not what I said.
He's part of an very, acting dynasty.
That's
yeah,
not
it's
what
okay,
you
Viv.
Said. That's very sweet.
Well, you know.
You know, in I agree with Steve about the stability of Miley Cyrus.
Right.
Liam seems to be a nice guy. I've interviewed him a couple of times. Miley Cyrus seems to be a very nice person when I've interviewed her a couple of times. But, you know, who knows what goes into that? But I will say this. Being in a relationship when you are that high profile cannot be easy.
No, it can't.
Well, look at how people talk about Dean and I.
Yeah, I mean, I've been high profile
relationship. Yeah.
I'm just, it's thrilling to be part of this. Yeah. I mean, with you too here.
I think Miley Cyrus snapped when her father, Billy Ray Cyrus, sang Achy Breaky Heart 9 million times.
Yeah, that's got to scare you when you're a little baby and that's your bedtime lullaby.
Achy breaky heart. No, go to sleep right now.
All right,
you sound a little bit like her.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? All right, Dean, thank you for whatever it is we do on Moron Entertainment.
Always a pleasure.